The 2025-2026 locker room chats are off and rolling. We just had a chance to sit down and talk to head coach of the Frankfort Wildcats, Lady Wildcats, Doug Thompson. Now we sit down and talk to the head coach of the boys team, Adam Schreiner. A 18-7 finish a year ago, an opportunity to go to the state tournament, the first time ever for those senior boys. That was an incredible class featuring a really great athlete in Carter Olson, who right now is in Ichabod down at Washburn in a university for track. But real quick, before we talk about the upcoming season here, Schreiner, let's talk about last year, what that meant for you, your team, some of those players, and of course what the off season was like for your team as you played a jamboree not too long ago.
Yeah, you know, last year was a pretty fun run for us. You know, like you said, that was a pretty good group of senior boys that continue to grow throughout their career. So, you know, it was happy for them and happy for our community that we were able to make it down to Dodge and make that run. So we do feel like probably left one on the table, but sometimes that's how it goes when you get down there. But overall, really good year for the kids and good stepping stone for our program and what we want to be.
And one of those players who was a part of that team who now returns is, of course, Wes Anderson. And Wes Anderson, you know, he's an incredible player on the floor, especially selflessly. He's a great player when it comes to getting the ball to his teammates, but then also scoring as an individual, always taking opportunities to shoot the ball when he can. So, you know, you talk about a player like Anderson, you talk about the group of guys that are going to surround him this season, Fred Rosequist coming back in cleared from injury, of course, also Porter Colvin and Peyton Adams, just a great group of guys. But, you know, what's that upper senior leadership got to provide here from Anderson, of course, the rest of his upperclassmen to help this team succeed and elevate this season?
Yeah, you know, you bring up Wes, and Wes is an excellent scorer, and most importantly, you know, an excellent teammate. Like I think you said it there, shares the ball well, will set screens, will move around. You know, to me, he's kind of that ultimate teammate of anything the team asks him to do or he feels like will help the team. You know, he goes out and does that for him. And then the surrounding cast, you know, you brought up Fred and Porter. They both played very meaningful minutes last year for that group that made it to state. And, you know, they kind of look to expand and grow on that, grow on their roles, and look to be a little more aggressive in areas. And I look forward to seeing them do that. I believe in both of them that they can accomplish that, and excited for them to, you know, kind of have that spotlight for themselves to go out there and compete for each other in battle. So, and then Peyton and Henry Ketter is going to step up. You know, I think we got a good core group of guys that we can work with and are going to build around, and then rely on some younger kids to kind of step in and grow together. So I look forward to what they can do.
Well, it's your third year as a head coach, and of course you got a nice opening slate here, Lourdes Central Catholic on Thursday, Friday against Pawnee City, and then Manhattan Chief next Tuesday. You won't see your first Twin Valley League opponent until Blue Valley Randolph on December the 16th. You'll also, again, have Onega before that winter break. So, again, kind of tease the upcoming schedule here for you, your game on Thursday, Friday, and then also, you know, go ahead and give a decent overview of what this Twin Valley League is going to be like for you and your team this season.
Yeah, you know, we kick it off tomorrow, and I think the kids are kind of excited to get out there on the court and be done practicing and actually go out and compete against another team and see where they stack up. And, you know, we had some kids that were kind of banged up, but we're getting a lot of them back and feeling good about where we are physically, so it's an exciting time to get out there and take it to the hardwood and see what we can do. And as far as what the TVL League is, I mean, it's always a grind. I mean, from top to bottom, I think this is one of the, if not the best, league in the school. And so every night, you know, you're going to go out and teams are going to play hard, be physical. You know, they're going to be well coached, and it's just fun to play in those environments and those communities as well.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. As always, good luck these upcoming games here on your schedule, and we'll talk next Wednesday.
Appreciate it. Appreciate all you do. Thank you.
That was head coach Adam Schreiner of the Frankfort Wildcats. Again, this Frankfort Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Wanklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank, Frankfort, and Community Healthcare System. Again, upcoming here for the Frankfort Wildcats, their first matchup of the season against Lourdes Central Catholic.